A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. I've always felt that this gospel seems incomplete, like there's more to the story, or at least there should be. We hear of this young man approaching Jesus, seemingly aware that he's lacking something, otherwise he wouldn't be coming to Jesus. Jesus tells him that if he wishes to be perfect, he must go and sell everything. We hear that the rich man went away sad. But is this really where the story ended? We don't find out whether or not he went through with it, whether or not he went and sold everything he had. Yes, he was sad because he had many possessions, and perhaps he saw in those possessions some comfort or some purpose or meaning in life. Jesus invites him beyond that. Does he go? We simply do not know. This story is one that rings true to those of us living in religious life, those of us living the vow of poverty. It's a constant reminder that if we have given up all for the sake of Christ, then we must live as if we have. The vow of poverty is not easy to live. It's something that we must always return to, something that we must always keep ourselves in check. But not only those of us who are in vowed poverty, but all of us must remember that in Jesus alone we will find our fulfillment. In Jesus alone we will find our joy. As he says, there is only one who is good. We know the good. We follow the good. May we find our comfort, our joy in that good.